A very good time. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
They really get in a big and they start turn right, red, ripen up fast. They're really good and tasty this year.
Once that cleared up and the sun started shining, we are running around like chickens where the head's cut off, trying to keep them picked.
Nothing much better than a fresh Tennessee strawberry, and now's the time to take advantage of the season. After months of caring for the crop, the season is now in full swing after that slow start. This is the 16th year for berries at Amazing Acres in White County. Owner Jimmy McCulley says social media has become a big part of their marketing strategy.
Just unbelievable. I never would have thought 10 years ago that social media would even exist, let alone how many people it's reaching. And you can post something, and it just takes off like wildfire.
And Jimmy McCulley says a special time set now for this Saturday, just before Mother's Day.
This upcoming Saturday, we're going to have homemade strawberry ice cream. All mothers that come to the farm will get a free scoop of homemade strawberry ice cream. And with paid admission to our farm, which is $10, the kids can do all the farm activities that we got here. Plus pick a pound of strawberries from a strawberry patch.
In West Tennessee at Falcon Ridge Farm in Hardeman County, owner Bart Gilmer says they're picking their strawberries now and selling locally off the farm and also to farmers markets in Memphis and in Jackson.
You've never had local strawberries. You've never had strawberries. There's no comparison as to what you'll get in the grocery store to local berries, not just at Falcon Ridge, but all your local farms need your support. What they're producing is a really good product. Berries are the sweetest and the juiciest that you'll find.
And you can find Falcon Ridge Farms and others at the Pick Tennessee Products website or download the Pick Tennessee Products app. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.